I wanted to ask you this morning for a bigger piece I'm doing, but when you were hired here, then about 3 weeks later, is when you guys signed Millsap, signed Dennis, re-signed Kyle, matched the offer on Teague. Do you reflect back on those that were the start of the building blocks of what you've accomplished so far, or do you not reflect that much?
I definitely don't reflect that much, but those guys, I think you substituted Damari for Dennis, but Damari, Paul, Kyle, Damari, matching Jeff, you know, I think those guys have, you know, really fit in well with us and allowed us to hopefully start this building process. And, you know, we had strong feelings about them when we did it, and, you know, nothing's changed, but, you know, I think we all need to get better, including those four guys and all of us and me as a coach. But, I mean, those were, you know, important moments, important signings. You know, it's about the players, it's about the people. And you know, I think that we certainly are glad they're with us.
So you knew at that time that these were the guys you
were
going to battle with or build around? Or
yeah, I mean, you know, it's summers and free agencies are always, you know, you have strong feelings, and nobody gets bats 1,000 in the draft or in free agency, and not everybody says yes when you want them to and everything. But I mean, we feel really good about, you know, adding those or keeping those, you know, that group. And obviously Al was a big part of that, having him under contract, so it's fit well with, you know, how we're building it.
Just a team like Boston that has smaller guards, Bradley and Rondo, and I know Smart's not here, but does that allow you to play your two-point guard lineup more? And how do you deal with their ball pressure, especially from a guy like Bradley who can kind of get up into you from 90 feet?
Yeah, you know, we'll kind of see what the game gives us. I think, you know, at times, you know, playing two-point guards together has been good. And if there's opportunities and it makes sense, we'll do it. But I don't think that Boston necessarily is a team where we are saying, oh, yeah, we're going to play our two guys a lot. The ball pressure from Bradley and Rondo's defense, you know, can really create a lot of problems. And hopefully if we're getting out and we're playing with pace and we're not, you know, playing slow or allowing them to really get into us and bother us, and if we're getting off the ball and moving the ball and moving them, you know, hopefully to some degree that can alleviate some of their ball pressure and some of what they do defensively.
You're leading the league in fourth quarter scoring. Is that by design? Is that just happening?
Yeah, it's definitely not by design. I think it's more just, you know, I think the negative is we've probably built ourselves some deficits or some holes that we've had to build ourselves out of, and you know, so that's not a good place to be. But you know, if we can find a way to maintain our pace and you know, continue to run and play and move the ball and move people for 48 minutes, you know, maybe it's reaping its benefits in the fourth quarter or something like that. But it's not necessarily by design.
Something like 62% of your baskets are assisted. Again, getting guys to buy in.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully that is a little more by design. I think we really work on and stress, you know, ball movement and really people movement and you know, getting the next best shot or getting the next guy that's open the best shot. And you know, each night it could be somebody different, and our group has bought in, I think, in a big way, and I think they all reap the benefits of the ball movement and the extra pass, and it's something that we really work and take a lot of pride in. Yeah, thanks.